This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message, following our children's ministry Christmas program, is presented by Pastor Bob DeSalvio and is entitled Sunrise.
Henry Van Dyke was an American Presbyterian minister. He was an author. He was an educator. Lived between 1852 and 1933. He wrote this about Jesus' birth. He called it sunrise in the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote these words in the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. He writes these words: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it, doesn't understand it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John." You know him, John the Baptist. Verse 7 says, "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He," John the Baptist, "was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, yet the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is listed here by John as the sunrise of the universe. Jesus was there when the sun first rose over the universe. The sun rose over newly created earth. Jesus was there. And as the sun warmed the flesh of the first human man and human woman, Jesus was there. He was there as the sun rose on the first morning that man fell from grace and was cast out of the Garden of Eden. He was there as sin spread its dark cloud of oppression over all humanity. Sin made man slave to its destructive grip, separating us from God and ushering a long night of hopelessness and tears. But in God's timing, something amazing happened over 2,000 years ago that has affected the human drama like nothing since man's fall. Psalm 30, verse 5 reads this way: "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." John tells us a new day had dawned. Man's night of sin and despair was suddenly displaced by a miraculous light. God, who is a spirit, became flesh and was dwelling on earth with you and with me, with all of humanity. John says Jesus Christ is light and life. All life on the surface of the planet requires sunlight to exist. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the sun that God put out there in our solar system. It does all that it has to do to keep us sustained and nourished and alive. The spirit of human life needs God's sun to exist. We have been created to be more than just a physical, material being. More than just a thinking being, more than just an emotional or social being. Without the light of the Spirit being ignited inside of each and every one of us, we would die. God's Son, Jesus Christ, says that you're not complete as a person unless you've been born again. Unless the Spirit that's sleeping inside of you is ignited by the Holy Spirit coming into your body when you receive Jesus Christ, and then a new birth takes place, a spiritual birth. You're not a whole person. You're only a physical person, a material person, an emotional person, a social person, an intellectual person, but you're not a whole person if that spirit hasn't been born, making you the complete person God intended you to be. He is the source of light to the body, the mind, the soul. He is the essence of enlightenment. In our technological world, we use light traveling through fiber optic cables and satellites to transmit text, voice, and video messages into homes and businesses. God used the light of the Word to transmit His message of hope and love and salvation to us. At His birth, Jesus Christ revealed the light concealed in the Old Testament as types, symbols, prophecies, and promises. When God became man, the light of truth and reason became available to all who will trust in Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born, truth became accessible to everybody, and Jesus allowed God to become accessible to us. He is the great equalizer. The light of His Spirit now opened the truths of Scripture, the sources of God's wisdom, to all, not just the clergy and not just the scholars. But you can understand God's Word. You don't need to be an intellect. You don't need to be a great mind. You don't need to understand a foreign language. All you need to do is believe the book, and God will enlighten you as to who He is and what truth is all about. At His birth, a great light, a star, lit the pathway to where the Savior lay. That's a fitting messenger pointing to the one whom John called the bright and morning star. Christ is the morning star, who, when the night of this world is past, brings to His children the promise of the light of life and opens up eternal and everlasting day. All that was good, all that was pure, all that was holy had come to earth that day as a baby. What could be more precious, more pure, more wholesome, more holy than a little baby? Being a grandfather, I so much appreciate that. Being a grandfather whose little granddaughter was jeopardized with health issues, it's more precious as I see her growing in healthy ways. There's nothing more beautiful than a baby. And Jesus came in that form. He lies in a manger. And yet He's the ruler of the stars. He was born of a mother whom He created. He was caressed by her hands, a mother whose hands He had created. As the sun rose on that first Christmas morning, the song of angels would resound in the hearts of men for time and eternity. Glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to men. The prophet Malachi proclaimed these words, "Unto you that trust my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings." The sun rose over 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. He wants to warm you with His love. He wants to save you by His blood and His sacrifice. He wants to embrace you. He wants you to know God the Father in an intimate way. And what He wants you to do is to receive not just the gift of the baby, but the gift of a Savior. Mary, the mother of Jesus, said about Jesus that He was her Son, and yet He was her Savior and her Lord. Can you make that proclamation along with these young people this morning who put on such a wonderful play, reminding us of the real, true reason for this season, that Jesus was born? And I encourage you, as the sign out there says, just say it, Merry Christmas. I wish you, and I pray for you, to have a blessed Christmas. I pray also that when people ask you what the reason for the season is, that you will tell them, it's Jesus. He's the reason. We can say Merry and Blessed Christmas. Let's pray. And so, Father, this morning we would lift up those who have come together this morning to hear these young people proclaim their faith in Jesus Christ through a play. And Lord, we would pray today that our hearts wouldn't be frozen, that our hearts would be unfrozen to hear the word of the Lord. And if there be any here this morning who have wandered away from Jesus, whose hearts have grown cold and frozen, that this morning, through the eyes of these young people, through the words that they had to share, the message of the play, the message of John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, we pray, Lord, that our hearts would be melted, that we would stop being hard to hear your words, to hear the utterance of your Holy Spirit. And if there be any here this morning who don't know Jesus as Savior, have never claimed the baby as their Savior, that this morning their hearts would be unfrozen and that they would open up their heart to hear the word that Jesus Christ is Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and soon returning King. Amen.
Oh,
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.